1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here. Working in corporate life is hard any way you cut it, and many times it's your own self that's limiting your success. My next guest is here to help. Peggy Caruso is a CEO and executive personal development coach. She's the author of the brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership Balance and Success in Your Business. Peggy, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. What's your background? What kinds of work were you doing before being a coach?
Well, as you stated, I'm an executive and personal development coach. I'm an author, and I'm an eight-time entrepreneur.
Well, eight-time entrepreneur. What kinds of businesses were you involved in?
I've had several restaurants and several real estate businesses and my life coaching, and I did a notary business with a signing agent across the United States.
Oh, okay. Now, were they all successful businesses?
Yes.
Were they? Okay. So what was the hardest time, would you say, you had as an entrepreneur then?
Owning a restaurant. If you could take the having employees out, I mean, it's a tough business because, you know, if somebody calls off, you're the one who's doing it. So it's a very challenging business.
Uh-huh. It's a pretty high failure rate in the restaurant business, isn't there?
It is. I was good at it, so I pride myself on that. I was very successful at it. So,
What kind of restaurant was it? I'm curious.
I had a family-owned restaurant, and then I had a more higher-end. It was at our local airport.
Okay. Like what, French, fine French food, that kind of thing? Or?
We had a high-end steak. And we had prime rib and, you know, top-of-the-line seafood. So it was a more elegant sit-down dinner place.
Well, that sounds great. Carrie Caruso with us. A brand-new book, by the way, is Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, and this is 1320 WILS. So when you're coaching folks, I mean, what is the main issue they're having when they're coming to you? What's their typical problem?
That's a tough question because I'm very diversified. I do children, I teach, incorporate a lot of success principles. I have stay-at-home moms, I have college students, and I have corporate people. I do a lot of leadership training and retreats and team building as well.
When you talk about success principles, well, give me an example of what that would be.
You mean when I'm talking about children?
Yeah, let's talk about the adults. Or actually, no, that's actually more interesting. When you talk about kids, I mean, how often do you have kids coming in to learn about success?
Oh, I have a lot of them. And I'll give you an example. I had one girl come in, and she had a lot of negativity. And so I turn around the negatives and turn them into positives. And in doing so, I redirect them with skill sets and try to figure out what they're good at. She loves horses and, you know, thought she'd grow up to do something with horses. But after we did a skill set exercise, I found out she was very artistic. And so I bought her a program on how to become a cartoonist, and she started building a business at 12.
Wow. When you say negativity, you mean a negative outlook on things? Or?
Whether they're adults or children or college students, everybody has negatives. I try to teach them that if you can change something, change it. If you can't, you have to get it out of your mind because it is a negative and it will create more negative. So I teach them how to turn that around and make it a positive.
Well, how do you get something negative out of your mind?
Well, there's many ways. A lot of course, relaxation techniques help with calming your mind. Of course, there's meditation and Tai Chi, yoga, and zero gravity. Floating is another good way. Those are all relaxation. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's auto-suggestion and positive affirmations as well. Those are all different ways to, you know, redirect that negativity out of your mind.
Yes. Now, Peggy Caruso, her brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership Balance and Success in Your Business. In terms of what the qualities you brought in your own leadership, what would you say, what is it about the way you deal with people that made you a success?
Understanding the different personalities and how you can communicate with them. Mm-hmm. I think I'm an excellent communicator with many different types of personalities, but it's understanding those different personality types. You know, when I did my last book and I did a lot of interviews, they would give me scenarios and say, okay, if you have a child in the cafeteria and they're being bullied, what advice would you give them? That's very difficult until you figure out what kind of person that is, because if you give them something that's going to make them, you know, have to communicate and they're very shy, you could do more damage. And it's the same thing in the corporate world. So you have to understand how to deal with different personalities.
And how do you go about when you're trying to figure out what the personality of the person is? How do you do that exactly?
understanding if they're visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. A visual person is someone like myself, talks fast, moves fast, does everything fast. An auditory person is someone who just sits back and takes it all in, listens very well. And a kinesthetic person is someone who is very detail-oriented, needs to know all the details of something. Once you understand those are the personality types, it's easier to find a way to communicate with them.
Okay, so when you're dealing with someone like yourself as an employee, how do you approach them then?
Relative to...
Well, you said you're more of a visual person, right? You move and talk fast.
Right.
When you're dealing with that kind of personality, right, what's the best way to manage that kind of person?
I do very well with that because that's the type of person I am. You can be very blunt, to the point. You don't have to dance around things. You don't have to do things very specific. You can, you know, kind of just blurt them out, where some people are very detail-oriented and they have to sit and take notes and, you know, that's how they function.
Okay. And you just, by talking to them, you just kind of try to, how long does that take to kind of figure out what kind of person they are then?
Well, for most people, I'm not sure how long it would take until you learn how to do that. And I've learned that through my years of, you know, education and experience. So I can pretty much understand somebody's personality type within like 10 minutes.
Okay. And just by, okay. Interesting. When you're dealing with someone that's auditory, where there's more of that listening involved, do you approach them then in a different way or say?
Yeah, more calm. Mm-hmm. They don't take to a visual person if you project it that way. So I know I'm a relaxation therapist as well, so I understand how to talk in a monotone voice, mm-hmm, very calm, very slow, when I need to.
Oh, so you'll actually change your entire talking pattern depending on who you're talking to, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, wow, that sounds like
some
an interesting
approach.
Some
people are shy, and some people are shy and get offended easy. So, you know, I did some corporate training yesterday with a group of men, and, you know, some of them were very blunt. And so I was teaching them different ways to communicate with their members of their team.
Is it hard to change these guys when they've been a certain way all these years to tell them, hey, sometimes you need to act this way and sometimes that way?
It depends if they want to learn to change, and they all did. They were here for a leadership training and took away a lot of good things. So, yes, they definitely wanted to do it.
Interesting. Peggy Caruso, her brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership Balance and Success in Your Business. How can people get a hold of you or find out more about you if they want to?
I'm on social media, and my website is
www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com. Lifecoachingandbeyond.com. Peggy Caruso, right here on 1320 WILS. Peggy, great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.